In this week's Enlighten Me, we continue highlighting work done this year by students in our Generation Voice Youth Media Project at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District. The term sanctuary has been in the news a lot lately, often in connection to safe havens in cities or on campuses for undocumented immigrants. But a sanctuary, a place of refuge and protection, can apply to anyone, including high school students. During the stressful end-of-year cramming for exams and, for some, contemplating college and next steps, Generation Voice students were asked to write about and record sounds from their own safe places. This week and next, we'll let you hear what some of them had to say. First up is sophomore Chris Smith's profile of his sanctuary, his backyard.
Hello? Ah, geez, man. Yeah, sorry. Can't come in today. Yeah, I'm really busy. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. My name's Chris, and whenever I get the chance to get away from everything in my life, I like to come to my sanctuary, and that sanctuary is my yard. More specifically, it's the back one. When I moved here, the yard was a mess. Vines everywhere and barely had an ounce of grass. But that all changed when I decided to restore the yard. Even though it took time out of my busy schedule of sleeping and eating Pop-Tarts all day, you know, to plant grass seeds, clean up the vines, and to sand down the stump for me to sit on. Once I got it all prettied up, I started setting up string lights at night, and I brought a projector, and we would watch movies. Either alone or with my girlfriend. We popped popcorn and bought candy and ended up sleeping out there some nights, to the excitement of many of the mosquitoes.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world,
that one night where we, we set up the movie theater outside and just looked out at the stars that weren't really there, it was fun.
Along with relaxing, it also helped me write music. I wrote almost an entire album out on that old stump that overlooks the busy street and the cemetery that's adjacent to my house. At night, it brings an odd atmosphere that I've never had anywhere else. And many nights have been spent sitting outside absorbing the overabundant atmosphere it brings with it. During the day, our neighbor brings out their massive golden retriever named Harley. Over the past couple years, Harley and I have grown closer, and she knows to always wait at the gate at exactly 3:01 every day for when I get home from school, to give her pets and snacks. Personally, I think she's just in it for the milk bones. Many days, I just lay around the yard, listening to the speakers I installed in the stairs, and just relaxing. It's me and my girlfriend's hangout spot, because she's obsessed with nature, and I love my yard. So it's a good combination, and it's also filled with dandelions, so she likes to sit there and make flower crowns, and she always makes me wear them at the end. My yard is my stage, my hangout, my therapist's office. I spend what some would argue too much time out there, but I wouldn't want to spend my time anywhere else.
Thanks, Chris. Now, not all students choose a physical place to call their sanctuary and source of protection. For junior Ariel Upshur DeFranco, her older brother is her sanctuary.
A sanctuary is defined as a place of refuge or safety. Basically, a place or person you look to feel safe, secure, or both. In my case, I look to my older brother and our trips in his car. We often take trips together, just us, or with our mutual friends, whether we're riding to Philly to do an event, or we're riding to Rehoboth Beach in the middle of the night, just to get away from it all, and smell the ocean air. It's always a memory in the making when I'm with him. During our trips, we talk about anything that's on our minds, or may have been on our minds since the last time we saw each other. We see each other often, as we're almost inseparable, but we do have conflicting work schedules sometimes, and that may delay our next chance to be around one another.
I really don't even know what I really want to do when I get out of school. What
you see yourself doing?
I don't know if I want to travel or if I want to go straight to college. It's just school's so over for me now. I don't even know what I really want to do. And it's before, I used to want to be in school all the time, and now it's just I can't wait for the end of the day or whatever.
I mean, you know. Schooling for everybody, but shoot, if you go to college, you gotta go look at some campuses and stuff like that. Like, I will go look if you wanna go to college. Besides that,
but you know, I miss Philly so much, and it's like, I don't know if I wanna go to school in Philly or if
don't
I wanna
do that.
Go to
stay,
school.
Stay out of Philly. Stay
so
out
why
of
would
Philly.
I stay out of Philly?
Cause it's not a lot of opportunity. It's more opportunities in other places than in Philly. So you might as well, you feel me? I love Philly. That's where I'm from. That's where we from. So it's not like, you feel me?
Due to our age difference of 2 years, he and I have different issues that may challenge us. Me still being in high school and him being graduated and out into the world. We talk for hours sometimes, with me venting to him about how I may be worrying about where I'm going to college, how I miss living in Philly sometimes, or my troubles within these school walls. He always greets my problems with open arms and always gives me good feedback on what may be troubling me that day, week, or month. The love and bond my brother and I share is unbreakable and will never be shakable. He is my rock.
Thanks, Ariel. Next up, sophomore Sean Coulter takes us into his safe place, his bedroom.
That was the sound of me sinking into my bed. And this is the sound of my PlayStation turning on. These are the sounds of my sanctuary, my bedroom. After a long day of school, I like to sit down on my bed, play some video games, and relax. A lot goes on at school.
Gotta be done.
And sometimes I just need a place to be.
Got to be done. 'Cause I'm happy. I want your brain more than you. That's ridiculous.
What makes my sanctuary so nice is that I have everything I could ever want at my fingertips. Games, movies, even books. It's always nice, too, to hang out with my little sister in there, because even she can enjoy my sanctuary.
Favorite is Little Big Planet and the one with the bunnies.
That's nice. Now get out of here. Sometimes it's nice to just lie down in my room and sit on my phone, listening to all the sounds around me. Later at night, however, my room has a disadvantage. My room shares a wall with my parents' room, a very thin wall. I can hear them, and they can hear me. Oh boy, can they hear me. But I don't mind. I just throw on my headphones and continue to enjoy the many things that my room has to offer. Sometimes, however, I feel like my entire house is my sanctuary. Just being able to hang out and play games with my grandma, sister, and brother is all that I could ever ask for.
Cheer, cheer!
The sweet aroma of dinner as my grandma prepares it usually inundates the house, even being smelled all the way up in my room. I really enjoy my room as a sanctuary. It's a nice place I can get away from all the intense stress of school on any given day, and to just sit down and relax.
Thanks, Sean. Sean was one of several students to choose their bedrooms as their sanctuary. So now we'll hear how sophomore James Collins compares his to Sean's.
Recently, I was asked what my sanctuary is. I responded by saying there are many places that could be called a sanctuary because when I'm at school or at home, people around me can stress me out so much. Sometimes I just need a place to be by myself. That's Apollo and Tucker, my two dogs. Apollo's a pit bull and Tucker's a Shelton. At my house, there's chaos with dogs barking, brother screaming, parents yelling at my dogs, all kinds of stuff. Also, I live right near a major highway, so there are loud sounds from cars traveling. And when I'm at school, people are loud. They are often annoying and ignorant towards everybody. There are different groups of kids. The ones that do this the most are the popular kids. When I'm in school, all around me is drama. There is more drama in my school than there is in a chick flick. Whether it's a relationship or something else, there's just a lot of drama. So the place that I go when I get stressed is my room. My room blocks out all sound and lets me have time to myself, either in silence or with music playing. The music I listen to, some people call it depressing. It's not. My sister told me about the band Front Porch Step 2 or 3 years ago, and they're one of my favorite groups now. I usually listen to their song Drown, but it can be any song, but that's the song that I play most.
Well, I'm so tired of the rain falling.
laying softly on the ground, just enough to get my feet wet, but not enough to let me drown.
Would you call that depressing? I don't. When I'm in my room, I don't feel any stress. I can lay down and relax without a worry. The feeling of not having to worry about anything does not come often, so when it comes, you should really embrace the feeling and treasure it when it comes to you, and don't give it up. When you're stressed, you should just go back and look for that feeling, and once you get it, all the stress will go away. How I found my sanctuary is I was watching television, and my dogs were barking all at the same time. I could not ignore them, so I just went up to my room, slammed my door, and put music on my speakers. And at that point, I was happier than I have ever been before. When I'm in my sanctuary, not only do I not have to worry about anything, I feel happier than ever. It is a place of true peace and silence. It has so much more meaning to me than just a place I sleep. It's much more than that. After an hour or two of that, I am ready to face the world. Or at least Apollo and Tucker. Okay, maybe just Apollo.
Thanks, Sean. And we'll hear more student sanctuaries next week in Enlighten Me. And a reminder that all these pieces are from Generation Voice, our collaboration with the Brandywine School District at Mount Pleasant High School and its radio station WMPH. Our youth media producer Megan Pauly runs that program, working with Mount Pleasant teacher Paul Wishengrad, and helped put these pieces together.